This is Sunny, coming to you from my backyard in the Superior Highlands in Lake County, Minnesota. Well, it's the end of March. The end of the month that I think is the hardest month all winter. It's still winter, but you can feel everything start to shift because of the light, the glorious light. March means the return of daylight savings time. It's more than just exhausting to give up an hour in the spring. But in return, we get light. Some of us can actually get home now from work and it's still light outside. What a bonus. March is the crust on the snow moon, according to the First People of Lake Superior. Temperatures will heat up during the sunny days and the mountains of snow will get soft and soggy in the woods. Then the temps drop at night and everything freezes solid, leaving a hard crust on top of the snowpack. Depending on how cold it is and for how long, you can actually walk without snowshoes sometimes on top of all the snow. But a lot of days, even if it's been cold, unless you have a packed trail, you break through the crust and go in up to your waist, or deeper. According to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, we've had over 110 inches of snow so far this winter. Over 9 feet. Ice season and mud season is coming up in April, but for now it's just the snow. Keeps shrinking and keeps falling. That's why a lot of people struggle in March. Mother Nature is such a cruel tease. It's still winter, but we get warm, sunny days above freezing, and then the snow is melting off the roads and off the roofs that haven't caved in, mind you, over the winter. So you get thinking about spring. You crave it. But then a high-pressure system comes in, the temps go below zero, and then a low-pressure comes in, and the temps go up, and it snows again. Such is March. The snow that falls in March is sometimes too wet to do anything with. Hard to shovel, hard to plow, and hard to drive in. It's like driving in bacon grease or lard. The stuff that was sitting on the back of the tap and stove when I was growing up. Yep, springtime snow is no cold, fluffy, fun stuff. Not for the faint of heart. It's like wet cement. Wet cement snow isn't much fun to play in, but Lord knows I've tried. If you're snowshoeing, that broken snowshoe moon that's coming up in April can get you in March, too. You sink too far in once the hard-packed trail turns into mush. Same with dog sledding. The dogs just want to run and pull. But who wants to do that in what amounts to wet cement? But running and sweating behind the dog sled one spring day years ago, I got this bright idea. Hey, the dogs don't go nearly as fast in this deep wet stuff. This is the perfect time to try skijoring. Skijoring is when a dog or a team of dogs pulls you on skis. Kind of like water skiing, except you're connected around your waist. And it's not a boat, it's canine power. I harnessed up one of the older huskies, just to be safe, put on my cross-country skis and skijoring belt, and took the tow rope and attached one end to me and one end to the dog. Off we went. My old husky thought this was a blast and suddenly became young and turbocharged, going, I swear, faster than he's ever gone in his life. I tried to relax and get into the whole zen of the thing, but this wasn't a groomed trail, and now remember bacon grease. The skis were going all over the place. All I could do was try to stay upright as we went careening through the forest. Less than a half a mile later, just when I thought, uh-oh, suddenly, in one, I'm sure, graceful move, I went sprawling forward, face first into that wet cement. The bindings broke on both the skis, saving me from broken legs. The quick release, or emergency release, on the skijoring belt got knocked open, and all that dog power, the one now youthful and exuberant husky, went barreling off down the trail. As I was lying there, the husky actually turned around and came back, which usually never happens, but I think he was enjoying himself, laughing at me. It was great fun to have the human fall down and not get up. Other than a nosebleed, it was a healthy learning experience. Don't skijore on wet or icy snow, and never underestimate the power of a husky with a sense of humor. Spring is the time we just can't help ourselves. We've spent months being locked up inside with our families and friends. Months putting on layers of coats, hats, and footwear just to go outside. Months building fires and feeding the wood stove. And when Mother Nature dumps another 10 inches of that wet cement stuff, things get a little surreal. You start to smell water molecules in the air. Sometimes you can even get a whiff of wet dirt. The warmth of the sun, even if it's zero outside, is enough to wake up your senses. Hope springs eternal. Things you forgot were outside last fall or over the winter, and some good things like, oh, that's the top of a rake. When did I leave my rake outside? Or, oh, look at that. That's where we parked the car. And of course, oh boy, look at the dog poop. We pore over seed catalogs, imagining bigger and better gardens. We tell ourselves after this year especially, we're going to cut and split a lot more wood. The below zero temps for 4 months took a toll on everyone, whether they heated with wood or had to pay an exorbitant heating bill. The snowshoe hares are having nightly dance parties on the driveway. Spring has begun. Our bird friends are in a frenzy, it seems, gearing up for or even in nesting season. The ravens, Bud and Gladys, are nesting right now. I saw them fly over in March with wads of stuff in their beaks, nest-building materials. I haven't seen any migratory songbirds in my backyard yet, but the winter resident population is either getting bigger or getting hungrier. Sunflower seeds and suet are being consumed at a much faster rate. The barred owls are calling a lot more during the night, and I even heard what I thought was a great gray owl one night. Crows arrived in the backyard in March. In parts of New England, the return of the crows means that the sap will be running soon. It's still too cold here in the local sugar bush for the sap to run, but it won't be long now. March can be a time to rage against the struggles or a time to sit back, relax, and be happy. Maybe it's just the sisu part of us, but we try to always make the happy choice. The wind is howling outside and the dogs are snoring, sleeping in patches of sunshine on the floor. As the old saying goes, we're safe in the arms of winter. Well, this is Sunny signing off. I can't wait to talk to you again next month. Thank you for listening to Lake County Journal on WTIP. Drive carefully, and don't forget to be grateful.